Hollywood camera operator sentenced to 6 months house arrest for threatening to kill Matt Gaetz. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on August 1, 2022. Veteran Hollywood camera operator Eugene Holzman was sentenced to 6 months of house arrest on Thursday for threatening to fucking kill Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, last year. Holzman, whose list of Hollywood credits includes work with Fox, Netflix, and NBC, pled guilty to a felony count of transmission of a threat in interstate commerce in October. Holzman was reportedly nominated for 7 primetime Emmys for his work as a camera operator. The Hollywood camera operator left a message on Rep. Gaetz's district office voicemail telling Gaetz to watch his back and to watch his children, just 3 days after the January 6 Capitol riots. Holzman also threatened to put a bullet in Gaetz and his children and said he hoped the Florida representative would die in a shallow grave. "Tell Gaetz to watch his back, tell him to watch his children," Holzman reportedly said in the message. "I'm coming for him, I'm gonna fucking kill him. I'm gonna put a bullet in you and I'm gonna put a bullet in one of your fucking kids too." Curtis Vollgutter, Holzman's defense attorney, confirmed that Holzman lost all of his employment following his arrest last year. Vollgutter argued that the January 6 Capitol riots inspired him to leave the threatening message on Gaetz's voicemail 3 days after it happened. Vollgutter told Politico, "The timing of it is exactly why he did it. You saw the news. You saw the people attacking the Capitol. And it's just outrageous, and a lot of people got incensed, and that's what happened to Holzman. He saw all the supporting comments from Gaetz saying those are good people, that's what motivated the case." During Holzman's sentencing, Vollgutter brought up Gaetz's refusal to sit down with the January 6 committee and his recent comments about pro-abortion protesters being unattractive to explain why Gaetz is such a magnet for people to get so upset with him. However, U.S. District Court Judge T. Kent Wetherell too frankly wasn't impressed with his arguments, Vollgutter said. The Secret Service previously investigated Holzman for threatening a former president's family members on social media, according to a U.S. Department of Justice press release following his sentencing. U.S. Attorney Jason Coody said after the sentencing, "The free exercise of speech is central to our democracy. However, the communication of threats of physical violence, in this case by an individual who had previously made and been investigated for similar threats of violence, is clearly unlawful. Today's sentence acknowledges the defendant's repeated threats of violence and should serve as a significant deterrent to those who would threaten violence against others rather than engage in lawful debate." In addition to a half year of home confinement, Holzman must pay a $10,000 fine and complete 5 years of probation.